it's time once again for Morning and Evening, the daily radio broadcast that features the teaching of Scripture as explained by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Jeremiah 16:20 says, "Will a man make gods for himself which are, in fact, no gods at all?" And Spurgeon comments like this, "One great besetting sin of ancient Israel was idol worship, and God's people today have the same foolish tendency. The names of these gods have been changed, but money is still used to build our golden calves, and the shrines of pride remain quite intact. Self, in various forms, struggles to enslave the chosen ones, and the flesh sets up its altars wherever it can find space for them. Even good things like caring for one's own children can become a cause for sin in believers. Certainly we must take care of them, but the Lord is grieved when he sees us doting upon them more than we should. If Christians desire to grow thorns with which to stuff their sleepless pillows, let them coddle their loved ones too much. It's a true statement that there are no gods, for the object of our foolish love and worship are simply blessings and comforts that have become too valued in our hearts, and therefore dangerous to our spirits. The help these so-called gods can give us in the hour of trouble is little indeed. Why are we so mesmerized with these self-pleasures? We pity the poor pagans who worship gods of stone, and yet we too easily give ourselves to worship a god of gold or a god of flesh. Where is the vast superiority between the two? The principle, the sin, the folly is the same in either case, only that in ours the crime is much worse. The heathen bows to a false deity, but he's never known the true God. We commit two evils since we turn away from the living God and embrace idols. May the Lord purge us from this great and terrible sin. Well, today's words of caution come to us from Jeremiah 16:20 and from the added insights of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. As always, you can access a free transcript of what you've just heard by going to our website. The address is morningandevening.org. I'm Bill Neff. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.